Nhà Minh Trẻ Kỳ.
Is it a bird, yo?
Or is it a plane?
Hey, it doesn't really matter, cause it's just a game. Will them boys be kings?
Or will those girls be queens?
Let's find out, because it's 8:14 in it. It's time for Thingamajiggy, my last time playing it as well this week. It's the game we play every morning where we describe a word and you've got to simply figure out what it is. Now, every day, of course, the boys go up against the girls to see who's got what it takes. And yesterday was yet another win for the girls.
So back today, representing the girls of Ayrshire for the third day is Heather Scott from Troon. Morning, Heather.
Good morning.
You've been saying the past couple of days, Heather, that your little girl Katie is a massive fan of Thingamajiggy. What's she been saying lately?
Oh, she's absolutely loving it. It's making our mornings. And Katie's going into school today to ask if on the 10th of December they can all wear their jumper to raise money for Cash for Kids. They've got their Christmas fair, so it's the perfect day to ask.
Oh, fantastic. I love to hear that so many people are getting involved. That's brilliant. Right, here's how you play Thingamajiggy. Pretty straightforward, although you already know how to play it. 30 seconds on the clock. You just have to guess the word I'm describing. And if you don't know what word I'm talking about, shout Thingamajiggy and I'll move on to another word. But you can only use Thingamajiggy once. Now, Colin's back on Monday morning, so I really want a win today so I can tell him that the girls have stayed strong in his absence. Are you ready?
I am ready.
30 seconds starts now. This is a type of meat. It comes from pigs.
A ham.
Pork. No. You'll put it...
Gammon.
A roll and...
Gammon. Ham.
No. I'm a vegetarian, so it might not come from pig. Richard somebody has got the
bacon.
Same... Yes, bacon. Right, you'll swim in this.
Water.
No. Pool. Yep, pool. Before CDs, you would play music off this.
Tape deck.
Another name for a tape deck?
Thingamajiggy.
Oh, the answer there was cassette. That
Do you
was
know,
two.
I make that two, Zoe.
Oh, no.
You weren't sure if bacon came from a pig.
Well, I'm a vegetarian, so I don't know. So I just had to, you know, try and guess.
Listen, Heather, don't rule it out yet. I've yet to describe my words to Gordon, who's here today to represent the boys of Ayrshire. It's Gordon Gillen from Drong, who's a full-time student and wants to say this morning, happy birthday to stepdaughter Ella, don't you?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Ella from us here in the studio. And Gordon, are you ready to go? Do you think you can do better than two?
Hopefully.
We'll give it a bash anyway. Same rules apply. I'm going to read out as many descriptions as I can within 30 seconds. You just got to guess the word I'm describing. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you can say thingamajiggy and we'll move on. You can only say thingamajiggy once. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, Gordon, here we go. This is in a window. You can also drink out of it.
Glass.
Yep. This is a musical instrument. Louis Armstrong played it. It's a brass instrument.
Trumpet.
Yep. This is something you would do with your plastic bottles and your glass from the house.
Recycle.
Yep, that's the one. This is a small fruit. You get it in a Black Forest gateau. Small round fruit, red.
Cherry.
Yep. Something you would put stuff in if you're moving house, maybe.
Box.
Box is the right answer. This is a bird. Right, we got... What was that, Zoe? We got five. Gordon.
The boys are back in town.
You're going to be back joining us on Monday for another round of Thingamajiggy. Well done. Five beats to Heather.
Oh, that's all right.
Heather, I'm so sorry.
We'll go back to shouting out the answers in the car. We'll have a great time.
Oh, well, maybe we'll get with Katie on one day and we'll do a Thingamajiggy Kids special then.
Oh,
how about
so.
That?
She would love that.
Brilliant. We'll hopefully
Thank
speak
you
to you
much.
Soon.
No
Thanks
problem.
For playing.
Thanks for taking part, Heather. Thanks. And Gordon, Colin, we'll give you a buzz on Monday morning.
Okay.
Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.